Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The running mate for Alaska Republican gubernatorial candidate Charlie Pierce said Tuesday that she's withdrawing from the campaign team and urging voters to support Republican Governor Michael Dunleavy's re-election bid instead. Edie Grunwald, who's running for lieutenant governor on a ticket with Pierce in a statement, cited recent circumstances surrounding Pierce that led her to make her decision. The decision was announced 2 weeks before the November 8th election. Pierce, a former Kenai Peninsula borough mayor, was sued last week by a woman who said he sexually harassed her when she worked as an assistant. The lawsuit also lists the borough as a defendant. Pierce did not immediately return a message from the Associated Press on Tuesday. On Saturday, after a candidate forum in Anchorage, he told the AP he had no plans to end his campaign. Grunwald, in her statement, said, "I support and advocate for the respectful treatment of women in politics, the workplace, and the world in general. I believe my stepping down at the time is the best interest of Alaskans and a demonstration of my support for all women, regardless of political affiliation." Early and absentee in-person voting began Monday. The race for governor also includes independent Bill Walker, who was governor from 2014 to 2018, and Democrat Les Guerra, a former state lawmaker. Pierce and Grunwald finished a distant fourth in the August primary with about 6.6% of the vote. Pierce in August announced plans to resign as borough mayor effective September 30th to focus on the campaign. His campaign at the time said he had earlier committed to stepping down after the primary. The Coast Guard's 17th District Commercial Fishing Vessel Safety Office reported the second fatality-free commercial fishing season in Alaska for the fiscal year 2022. The first fatality-free year in the Alaska fishing industry occurred in 2015. These statistics are measured in the federal fiscal year, which runs from October 1st through September 30th, and operational fatalities defined as a death occurring as a result of an incident at sea, such as a man overboard, a sunken or lost vessel, or an on-deck accident, to name a few. Fishing vessel owners and operators are reminded of the importance of properly maintaining their vessel's life-saving equipment, ensuring all crew members working on deck are wearing personal flotation devices, and conducting regular shipboard drills to maintain the crew's proficiency at operating shipboard emergency equipment. "I give most all the credit to the fishing industry when it comes to staying safe and alive," said Scott Wilward, Commercial Fishing Vessel Safety Coordinator for the Coast Guard 17th District. The efforts of the Coast Guard fishing vessel examiners and maritime training organizations like the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association and the National Pacific Vessel Owners Association also play a vital role in preparing fishermen to survive an incident at sea and utilize the equipment they have on board during an emergency. The Coast Guard also encourages owners and operators to review and be knowledgeable of the general maintenance and upkeep of their vessels. Minor hull leaks and machinery failures should be properly repaired and documented. Vessel operators need to be fully aware of the operating constraints that may pertain to their vessels, including awareness of the risks of both overloading a vessel, icing, and operating outside the restrictions of the stability letters, as well as the crew's ability. As a reminder, dockside safety exams became mandatory in 2015 for vessels operating beyond 3 nautical miles from the territorial sea baseline. Multiple seats for the City of Soldotna boards and commissions are available for appointment or reappointment, with 3-year terms beginning January 1st, 2023. The City of Soldotna has city board and commission seats available. Soldotna board and commission members are appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the Soldotna City Council. All board and commission meetings are held in the Soldotna Council Chambers at Soldotna City Hall. The deadline to apply is Friday, December 2nd at 4:30 p.m. You'll find a link to the applications on our website at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.